Welcome to today's podcast. Coming up for you on today's show, a wrap-up on Kindness Week, Learner Spotlight, where we look at some of the learning that has been taking place around school and give a shout-out to a particular class, student or teacher, an exclusive interview with Miss Price, world news and sporting updates.
To begin, let's think back to last week. As a school, we had our first annual Kindness Week. This week was all about being compassionate and helpful to others. Mr. Galbraith kick-started the week with an assembly where we looked at what kindness means and how even small little acts can have the most powerful impact. Throughout the week, children, parents, staff, governors and the PTA reached out to one another in a wide variety of ways. Staff secretly left gifts of encouragement for one another. Pupils left each other thank you notes. The PTA dedicated their time to come and tidy our library so beautifully. The governors spent Wednesday with some volunteers completely transforming our wildlife area. Year 5 had the opportunity to go and serve in the community. They spent the afternoon working with Bracknell Disability Team to run a sports day for the adults they worked to help. They had a wonderful time and were given the certificate for being the best volunteers in Bracknell. The Backpack Project collected in so many donations that amazing sum of money raised on Friday in non-school uniform day will be used to add even more supplies to this collection. We have been blown away by our community's generosity. Thank you to everyone who got involved in making Kindness Week so powerful. It was a huge success. If you have something you particularly loved about Kindness Week, tweet it in to @thepinesprimary. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
This week's learning shout-out is to Layla in Year 5. She worked very hard to create an amazing 3D poppy picture. The effect is very good and everyone who has seen it has commented on how wonderful it is. It is truly inspirational, Layla, and is a wonderful way to think of Remembrance Day.
Now it is time for an interview. We would love to take some time during Pines Podcast to explore more about the people who make up Team Pines. This week, we are lucky to have an exclusive interview with Mrs. Price. Mrs. Price, how long have you worked at the Pines?
I've worked at the Pines since 2009.
What are your favourite things to do?
In school, I love teaching English and using the iPads in really exciting ways like we are now. Outside of school, I like to get involved with things to do with graphic design and spend time dreaming about my dream house.
If you weren't a teacher, what would you be?
I think that I would want to work in the theatre or in the movies to design sets.
Is there anything exciting in your plans for the school for the rest of the year?
End of school trip for the whole school. Wonder where we'll go this time.
What are your thoughts on Kindness Week?
It was really lovely to see people reach out to one another in lots of different ways and see everybody in our community get on board. And it was really lovely just to feel the atmosphere around the school that week.
If you could be any kind of animal, what would you be and why?
I would probably be a lion because they are strong and powerful and top of their food chain and they make really good parents. Or I would be something really random, like a three-toed sloth. They're a special kind of three-toed sloth that lives on a island far away from here, really beautiful sort of paradise island where they have no predators, an abundance of food, and life is idyllic.
Thank you, Mrs. Price. That was very interesting. If you have someone in mind who you would like to know more about, or perhaps you have a question you would like to see asked, tweet in your thoughts to the Pines Primary. Now over to Jack and William with the world news.
Welcome to this week's world news, today's headlines, the US election, a remarkable marine discovery and the new £5 note. On November 8th, Americans voted on who they wanted as their 45th president. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were the two candidates running. On the 9th of November in the early morning, Donald Trump was voted president. Some people were upset and multiple newspapers said it was a dark day for the world. Trump won with 278 votes from 46 out of 50 states. He represented the Republican Party in the election against his opponent, Hillary Clinton, representing the Democratic Party.
A new £5 note has been produced and is now in circulation around the country. This new £5 note is harder to copy and fake. It is also stronger, therefore lasting 2.5 times longer than the average current one. This makes it more environmentally friendly. They have changed the figure on the note to Winston Churchill. We wonder if this same process will now happen to any of the other notes. Have you had one of these yet? If you have, how about tweeting in a photo?
Marine scientist David Gruber discovered a new oceanic animal in the South Pacific Ocean, the hawksbill turtle. This turtle is amazing because it can glow in the dark. It does this by taking in light and then reflecting it to give the impression of glowing. The process is known as biofluorescence. The only way you can see this marvel is if you shine a UV light at it. This is because the UV light is the same as the light that the sun gives off.
Now over to Alfie with the sporting news.
Coming up in sporting news this afternoon, Premier League updates, local news from Reading FC and closer to home with our school team match. The current Premier League standings are Liverpool in the lead, followed by Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal and then Tottenham Hotspurs. Liverpool and Chelsea recently moved up the table and are now residing at the top. Man City and Arsenal have both dropped a place in the table, with Tottenham remaining in fifth place. In local news, Reading FC have recently signed a new striker, Gareth McLeary, who will hopefully bring a new winning streak to the club. We are expecting big things from this Premiership player. Finally, on Tuesday of last week, our courageous football team played Uplands Primary School. After a strong match, Team Uplands came out victorious with a well-deserved win of 2-1. A huge congratulations to our team for their hard work and what Mr. Casella has done to lead the team so well. Back to Maria.
That's all we have time for today. We hope you have enjoyed this week's broadcast. You have been listening to Pines Podcast, radio for the Pines, by the Pines. Until next time.